Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Dalid, Baba Kama 34b, pagination is 68. Towards the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Yesh Chayiv HaMaisa Shoro, Upatar HaMaisa Atzmo. There are certain activities that if the animal would do it, the owner of the animal would be obligated to pay for the damage. But had he done the same act, he would be Potter. Potter al-maisa shoro v'chayiv al-maisa atzmo. Conversely, it's possible that the same act would be done by the animal, he would be absolved of paying. But if he does it, he's chayiv. Ketzad, I'll give you the examples. Shoro shabiyesh potter. If the animal embarrassed somebody, there's no payment for the boshes, for the embarrassment. For who shabiyesh chayiv, but a person who does embarrassment is obligated to pay for that. Shoro shasimo sein avdo v'hipeleshino, an animal that blinded the eye of the slave or knocked out the tooth of the slave, potter. The animal doesn't change any status over here. For who shasimo sein avdo v'hipeleshino chayiv, but if the person did that, that causes the slave to go free. Shoro shechoval ba'oviv uve'imo chayiv, an animal that damages the father or mother of the owner will cause a financial claim and he's obligated to pay his father or mother for what the animal did to them. Fuhu shechoval ba'oviv uve'imo potter. But if he did such damage, he's going to be potter, because it's a case of kam le bidraba mine, it's a capital offense to wound a parent, and therefore there is no financial liability. Shoro shehidlikes hagodesh b'shabes chayiv. This is the case we will focus on. If the animal lit the granary on Shabbos, there's obligation. V'hu shehidlik es hagadosh b'Shabbos potter. But if the person did the same thing on Shabbos, he's potter from financial liability, mepnei shehu mischayev b'nafsho, because it's a capital offense, and a capital offense absolves him. He gets the more serious punishment, and he would not have to pay. That doesn't mean he's in a good place, but in terms of understanding whether this is a case for this brain teaser of animal would cause liability, but his action would not cause liability, or like the first cases of the Mishnah, his action would cause liability and the animals would not, so it definitely is such an example. The Gemara wonders what kind of chiyuv, capital punishment, is involved with lighting the granary on Shabbos and burning it down. It's a case of mekalkel, destructive behavior. And we know the concept of Shabbos prohibitions is constructive. We give the example of knocking down a building, demolishing a building, if it's for the purpose of having place to build a new building, so that the knocking down is constructive. One discussion in Masechet Shabbos was, if a person rips a garment and the purpose of ripping the garment wasn't to destroy it, the purpose was to take out his anger, there has to be a constructive dimension to the behavior. Tani Rabbi Avo Kamei de Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMekalkel in Peturim. Every case of damage is potter. Apparently, the exceptions to that rule are doing damage or causing a fire, because the idea here is that the fire was set, even though it's damaging, it's still going to be a capital offense. Amalei poktani livra. He told him that's absolutely not true. Chovel umavir ena mishnah, to make an exception by damage and by lighting, there's no such Mishnah. V'im tinsalom our Mishnah, and if you want to tell me there's such a concept that damage is unique. In these cases, it has to be a case where there is something constructive about it. Chovel b'tzorech lekalbo, doing damage and needing the blood in order to feed it to his dog. So then you came up with some sort of constructive dimension. Mavir b'tzorech la'afro. And burning was that you needed the ash that resulted. Okay? Tanan, we learned. Shorosh hidlikas hagodesh, the animal lit the granary on Shabbos. Chayiv, the owner will be obligated to pay the damages. V'hu shidlikas hagodesh b'Shabbos potter. But if he did it himself, he's potter. Uktani hu demyo deshoro. And one would expect that the Mishnah, comparing shoro to him, is doing similar cases. Mashoro delo kaboi, the animal certainly didn't need the ash. Afhu nami delo kaboi le. Certainly he also doesn't need the ash. Uktani potter mipneshu nida benafsho. And the wording was that he is going to be in capital offense territory, and he's not going to be obligated to pay financially, and there's no purpose for this burning that is constructive. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not the way to look at these cases. Shoro dum yodide, you have to make the animal case similar to the person case. Mahu dika boile, just like the person needed the ash. Av shoro dika boile, the animal also needed the ash. Shoro hechi mishkachasla, why would an animal need ash? Omar le Rav Avya, chavamayaskinon, the case is bishar pikeach with a smart ox. Sha'osa lo neshicha begabo, that it got a bite on its back. The kaboy lemikalye, it wants to burn something down. The igde bekutma, so that it can roll in the ash. And that is the comparable case. In other words, a person burning down was a case that he needed the ash, and the animal should be, as unusual as it might be, compared to that case if you want to do the comparison. Uminoya dinon, how do you know that the animal needed the ash? Because afterwards we see that it's rolling in the ash. It clearly had something bothering it that caused it to create the ash. The Gemara wonders if this is reasonably attributable intelligence to an ox. Agreed. The expression was shor pikeach, a smart ox. But even so, is there such a thing as such a smart ox that it could do these multi-step tasks in order to arrive at what it needs? It needs ash, so it's going to take the fire and it's going to move it to a place where it can burn something down, so that when it cools down, it's going to be able to... It seems far-fetched. Is there really such a thing that you could attribute such intelligence to an ox? In, yes, Deahu Torah, there was an ox, Dava Bei Rav Papa, that was by Rav Papa, Dava Kivin Lechinchei, that it had an ache in its teeth. Ayel, it went up, Upaske Linezaiso, it uncovered the cover on a container of beer. Vishasi shichra, it drank the beer, v'itzi, and it was healed. It was soothed. So you see that there is a level of intelligence that could occur in such an animal. Now, it is interesting that in the Gemara Erevin Lamed Aleph, the Gemara gives an example of a peel or a kof, an elephant or a monkey, that were sent to bring a person's Erev Techumen to a different location and put it down. And the Gemara entertains that possibility. Does that work? but it's understood that the Gemara was attributing to the elephant and to the monkey a significant level of intelligence that it could accept an assignment and take the food to the location. Over here, we're attributing it to an ox, and we're saying, well, it once knocked off the cover on a barrel in order to access the beer. Therefore, sometimes an ox could indeed have a higher level of intelligence than was expected. It still is a little bit difficult to appreciate the proof, because burning down the grain is still a big step. It's multi-step command type of thing, and just knocking off the cover of a barrel. So one can argue, perhaps, that the cover, as they knew it, was on very well, and it took a few steps for the animal to know how to undo the cover, a little bit like the garbage cans that people have designed, and sometimes the animals outwit the safety measures to keep the cover closed. There is an interesting reference from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, cryptic as he is in his margin notes, which makes reference to a Rashi in Moed Katan Yud Beis Amid Beis, where Rashi uses a reference to our Gemara and says, Nizai, or Nizaisa, are garinim, they are seeds. In which case it is possible that there might be an alternate understanding of the proof, that this animal actually went ahead and made beer. He cracked the seeds in order to produce a drink of medicinal nature, which, if that's what's meant over here, that's really amazing. Because if that's true, and that's what's meant over here, that occurred, then it definitely would be a phenomenal proof to an animal that simply wants to make a fire to get ash, which is something that happens within minutes. He'll get what he wants. To make beer presumably requires some level of fermentation. Maybe he has an ongoing toothache, and eventually he became a doctor of sorts here. It's really something that deserves exploration, but is a little bit out on a limb, without a clear statement from one of the Mefarshim that there's such a way to learn this Gemara, it becomes significant conjecture. But again, if we're looking to understand this comparison, perhaps it is either that the cover was on very well, or that we're just trying to explain that sometimes they have a significant level of intelligence, and therefore it could happen. And the Mishnah was simply trying to give, like, a brain teaser comparison. What would happen if a person would burn something down purposely for the ash? What would happen if an animal would burn something down for the ash? Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.